Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning and bringing you the Word of God from God's precious book. And we thank you for taking time to tune us in this morning. Hope we can be a blessing and help to your heart today. I believe there's always a need in somebody's life, and God knows how to meet that need this morning. And so just open your heart and your ears to the Word of God and make preparation to be in the house of the Lord today. We invite you to come be with us here at Mountain View Baptist Church here in Tryon, Georgia. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. We appreciate you coming. You enjoy hearing the Word of God as Brother Norton preaches. And so you come be with us today, 10 o'clock Sunday school hour, worship 10:45, and then back tonight at 5 o'clock for the evening service. And then we're back in Wednesday service on 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening. And we thank God for that. It's good to get back in the Lord's house. Amen. Not the same, not being there. And so you come be with us today in the service, and we'd sure enjoy seeing you in the house of God this morning. Pray for every need this morning. Pray for each request. A lot of folks need prayer. I know some of you out there this morning, you've got a definite need in your life today. And the only thing that you can do is turn to the Lord, and God will hear and answer prayer. He's a God that's listening, and he's got his ear tuned to the voice of his people as they pray, seek the face of God. He knows exactly what you need today, how to help you with your situation this morning. Pray for the shut-ins. Remember them in prayer. God would touch each one of those and help them today as they look to the Lord for their help and for their strength today. And then, of course, the unsaved, those that are not saved, lost without God. Excuse me. So that's always a concern. The folks that are lost without God, it needs a Savior. And we trust that you will listen today. Take time to sit down a while and listen to the Word of God this morning. And God will bless you. And you'll save you if you'll turn your heart to him today. So it's good to be here this morning. We appreciate each one that has come our way on the broadcast and taking time just to listen to the Word of God today. Let's pray. Father, as we bow in your presence this morning, thank you for this day. Privilege, Lord, just to bow in the throne of grace this morning with boldness through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for that strength and that help and that grace that we need today. It's always there, sufficient for every need. I pray you touch every heart this morning, Radio Land. Those that's got needs, I pray, God, that you touch them today. Save that sinner that's nearest hell this morning. Help them to see their need of a Savior, Father, and be saved before it's too late. Have your will and way, God, in all the broadcasts, and we'll give you the praise, give you the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. We're going to have some songs at this time. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart this morning. And be an uplift to you, I'm sure, if you'll listen to the words of it and what the songs are saying. So you listen as she sings this morning. Amen.
If not for your
Amen. Well, it's by His grace and for His glory. That's how we worship. That's how that we serve, because the Lord has directed it that way. It's for His glory. Amen. His grace and His glory. He's the one that gets all the praise and the honor. If you start getting the praise yourself, taking it for yourself, that's not right. But I take to give Him the glory and honor for all that's done. Appreciate that song this morning. Have another one now. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as she sings. Amen. Well, I'm glad He does. Amen. He loves us this morning. No doubt about that. God's proved His love. He's proved His mercy. He's a God of love and mercy. He's extended it to every individual in this world. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm glad it's that way this morning. Amen. Well, in the book of Matthew this morning, chapter 28, we began last Sunday on a message on what the Bible says about the ministry of the church. Jesus Himself setting up the ministry of the church. He organized it. He improvised it. He empowered it. And the church is set up today with the Lord Jesus as the backer of it, the founder of it, and He's the bridegroom of it. And I'm glad the Lord's real today, and I'm glad He's got a church in the world today. I know the devil is fighting the church. He's doing everything he can in these last days to take away the importance of the church. Jesus died for the church. He gave Himself for the church. Now, that's what the Bible says. That's not what this preacher just says. That's what the Bible says. He gave Himself for the church. And he's talking about every born-again believer, but He's also referring to the local assembly that He instituted and set up and named in the New Testament. There was those churches He wrote distinctly, a letter to each one of them from the Savior Himself. And so He instituted the local assembly. Never forget that. If you don't think you need the local assembly, you're badly mistaken. There's nothing can substitute for the presence of God's people in the local assembly. The devil's fighting that today in our society and in our culture today, in this world, and especially with the things that's been going on in America. The devil is using that to keep us out of church, and we're going to lose some people that don't see important to go to church. Thought they made it all right without it. Well, they're wrong. I'm sorry, but they're wrong. And everybody's got a right to be wrong, I guess, but that's wrong. He said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as a manner of some is, even so much the more as you see the day approaching. And it seems like, and you know, why would the Lord say that? He said that in the Scripture because He knew that when the day's approaching, that the inclination of the people would be go less to the church, that it would be going more to church. So He said, forsake not. That's the specific instructions that He gave for every born-again believer. Forsake not the assembling. Now, forsake not the assembling. Amen. That's a physical assembling together with God's people. And that's the way the Lord's always instituted. That's the way the Lord worked in the early days. And that's the way He's working today. Amen. I know there's some substitutes, but it's not like the real thing. Amen. It's just not. It's just not. And there's nothing like going to the house of God. So the devil's working today to get us to not recognize the importance of the local assembly. They want to close it up if they can. The devil like to close it up. And the way he does it is working from the inside. He's getting to the people that belongs to the church. And so he's gave them a reason in these last year or so to stay out of church. And some will never go back. Some might eventually go back. But a lot of people are going back, and that's a blessing. God has preserved the church today, and I praise God in our church. God has kept people in the church. Now, I know everybody hadn't been back, but God is blessed, and I appreciate that. But anyway, I said all that to say this. Jesus Christ died for the church, gave Himself for it, and left specific instruction to forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. And that's the way they did, is assemble together, worship together, preach together, taught the Word of God together. Amen. Interacted together, eat together. Amen. It's hard to eat in the internet, isn't it? It's hard to do that, to eat together on the internet. Amen. But I tell you, the Bible said that we're to get together. All right. Then in Matthew chapter 28, we brought last Sunday a few things about the church, the motivation of the church, and how that we got the right place. And we'll recap that just a moment. He said the place that he appointed them to go into that place, physically walk there, ride there. Ever how they got there, they were supposed to go into that place. And so that's the way he wants us to do today. Go to the house of God. Amen. And so the motivation was there. The might of the church was there. In verse 18, he spake unto them. Jesus came and spake unto them. He came to where they were. He met with them after they went to the place. He instructed them to go. Then he met with them. He manifested himself in their presence. And then the Bible said, all power was given unto him in heaven and in earth. So the power is given unto the church. It's supplied by the Lord Jesus Christ. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And he said, so therefore, the power that I've got, I'm telling you to go ye therefore. And so the method of the church is there. The method, the mission of it is found here. The mission is to go. Verse 19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So the mission of the church is to go. It's a personal mission. Go ye. Amen. Go ye. It's a personal mission. It's directed to every born-again believer. We've got a witness to anybody and everybody in this world today. And so we're to go. And I know that it takes a calling to preach. I know it takes an anointing to preach. I know I'm aware of that. But every believer is a witness. And he said, go ye therefore. And he's speaking primarily here to the 11 disciples. The preachers, the 11 preachers that was destined to go out into this world and establish the groundwork for the church of the living God. He chose them. He indoctrinated them. He sent them and he empowered them. And he instructed them on what to say and what to do. He sent them. So we find that he said, go ye there. It's a personal thing. Go ye. Everybody has got a job to do. And these preachers here, these disciples, had a preaching job to do. Go ye therefore. And he said, and teach all nations. Now, preaching can teach also. That's right. Preaching can teach also. In the midst of that preaching, there's some teaching going on in the midst of that. And I know sometimes it's separately. There's teaching and then there's preaching, but preaching is always teaching. Amen. So you therefore and teach all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So the mission of the church, it's a personal mission. And it's one that he instructs us to go and to deliver what God said. Using the Bible, we're not to come up with some new revelation. You're not going to be given a new revelation. You've got the Bible. You got the King James Bible for this generation. You've got the King James Bible, and all you can do is preach that. You're not going to have a new revelation from heaven that contradicts the Word of God that we hold in our hand today. You're not going to get that. Nobody else has got that. They may say they have. They claim they got a new revelation, but they don't. They don't have it. That's just their makeup of what they say is a new revelation and something new. Well, we're not looking for something new because the Bible said in the last verse of the last book of the Bible, he said, amen. It's over. It's done. Even so. And so, and he also tells us in the last book of the Bible, don't take away from it and don't add to it. And so folks need to listen to that. And so the leader of a cult or a religion of the world today claims to have a new revelation. They're lying to you, and they don't have that. We've got the Bible today, and all the preachers are supposed to do today is preach the Bible. Preach the Scriptures. Preach the Word of God. That's what, and teach the Word of God. We're to teach the Scriptures. We don't have anything new. We got everything we need to face the world with today. And so he said, go ye therefore. So it's a personal thing. He's directing men to go and preach, not a woman to preach. Amen. Not a woman to preach. Women can teach women. Amen. Sure they can. But preach the Word of God as the men of God, as their call to go out and preach the Word of God. Not a one of the disciples was a woman. Amen. Women had a lot of things to do in those days. They ministered to the Lord Jesus and done a lot of things for Him. And so, but the men of God were called and chosen and sent and directed and indoctrinated by the Lord to be the foundation of the church of the living God. And so we've got that today. And it's real important today that you recognize the church is still operating today. It's still going today, going forward for the glory of God. I know some's got out off track and some's got out of the Scriptures and some's got all new kind of new things going today. Yeah, but the main heart throb of the church today and the mission of the church is to go and preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we found there's the personal thing. Go ye. He's talking to every individual. You got a job to do to tell somebody about the Lord Jesus. It's positional. It's also positional. Look at that. He said, go ye and teach all nations. He puts you in a place to teach the Word of God. The Word of God is meant to be preached and to be taught in all nations. Amen. Don't care what color they are. Don't care what culture they are. Don't care who they are, what they may be. And all nations have the gospel preached because every man has got a soul. Every man has got a soul. Don't care what race they are. Don't care what color they are. I don't care what culture they are. They've got a soul. And that soul is to be reached with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just the same as anybody else. Amen. And so we found there is the positional. All nations. Amen. All nations. We're not to pick and choose who the gospel is to go to. Now, folks have got a different place to go individually. God calls a certain individual to a certain country to preach the word of God. He calls and sends him to different places. But positionally speaking, all nations are to receive the word of God, the preaching of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we can't go, we can send somebody that God's called them to go. We can help them along the way and send them to preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. And what did he do? He said, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And so what do? We're to preach the word of God. We're to teach the word of God. We're to baptize, as the Lord said, to baptize, my friend, all nations. That's the ministry of the church. God gave the mission of the church and the method of it, the ministry of it, is to teach, to preach, and to baptize those sinners today. Preach to them. Teach them the word of God. After they're saved, teach them the scriptures. Teach the word of God to them. And so the teaching is very important today in our society. In the church, it's very important. There's teachers that are teaching. And that's why we call it Sunday school. You're going there to learn from the Word of God. Now, I know some folks don't think they need to learn, and so they don't want to go to Sunday school. But Sunday school is for every child of God. Amen? It's for every child of God. And so God will teach you by the Word of God some things that you need to know that you didn't first know beforehand. I can refresh you from what you already know. And so there's the method. And the method is, of course, preaching the Word of God. How far away has the church world got from the preaching and the teaching and the baptizing today? There's so many things that are added to the local church today that God don't have anything to do with. My friend, but the preaching of the Word of God. God chose through the foolishness of preaching to save those that would believe. Amen. And that's through the preaching of the Word of God. God called, God anointed preachers preaching the Word of God today. Amen. And I know the culture of our society, we've gotten away from preaching. Amen. Folks don't want much preaching. They'd rather have a little teaching and don't deal with my situation. Don't confront me with my situation. But that's what preaching does. It's confrontation. It's also teaching of the scriptures as we preach of the Word of God. And so we've got a job to do today in this society that we're living in this morning. Amen. So the Bible said plainly to go ye therefore. And so the mission of the church, the method of the preaching of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. How much money could be sent to missions if every church would use the money that's wasted on some kind of a thing that they're doing to try to get some noses counted and send missionaries around the world to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ? How much millions could be used and redirected to the ministry of the preaching of the Word of God? Amen. And so there's a lot of money wasted. God's money wasted today and not doing the things that God wants the church to do. And so we're to go and we're to sin and we're to preach and we're to witness and we're to worship. Amen. That's the method of the church today. That's what the church world operates on. That's the reason children are brought into the house of God. They might learn how to worship and learn how to work and learn how to work together with God's people. But there's a lot of churches, you know, will pick a bunch of kids up in a bus and they'll ride them around the community in the bus, and they'll stop somewhere and they'll have a Bible study, and then they'll carry them back home and give them a little bit to eat and to drink and carry them back because they don't want to carry them to the church house because they're ashamed of those kids that they picked up on the street, and don't want to carry them to the house of God where they're members at because because the folks don't think that they're fit to come in. Well, bring them in. Amen. Preach to them. See them get saved by the grace of God. They'll change their lifestyle when they see they're taught by the Word of God and they see the example of those around us. They'll learn to do that. God will indoctrinate them and teach them the Scriptures, and you won't have to sit somewhere on a bus and trying to teach them and to keep them out of the house of God, but carry them to church, put them inside the church, put them on a pew and sit beside of them and make them behave and listen to the Word of God and learn what God has got to say. Well, that might not be too particularly popular today, but I still believe it. Amen. And so we're to go and carry the Word of God, and let the kids learn. They'll learn how to worship. They'll learn how to work for God. They'll learn how church is going on. And the only way they can learn it is by being in that church of the living God. Amen. Well, you're welcome. That won't cost you a thing. But I tell you, there's the method. The method we got today is still preaching. It's still teaching. And forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. And that's every individual that we can get to come to the house of God. Bring them in church. You say, well, they're lost. And they got tattoos. And they got holes in their clothes. And they're not dressed right. And they got colored hair. Well, bring them in. They'll get saved and they'll learn how to live and what to do by the teaching of the Word of God. Amen. And so that's what we need today. That's the only way you can change somebody's life is confront them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Get them in the house of God. What do you think God put a church for? He put the church there that we might win souls for the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it's for. Bring them in. Go in. He said, compel them to come in that my house may be filled. Now, folks, you like to go out and just get a particular kind of people to come in and fill the church and try to neglect the rest of them. No, the Bible said for all of them to come in. Compel them to come in that my house may be filled. So we got a job to do, and that's to preach the gospel. And the method of it is preaching and teaching and baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, it's good to be here this morning. God bless you on the next Sunday.